Good morning and welcome again to Shepherding the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on this 17th Sunday after Pentecost, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, Savior Like a Shepherd Lead Us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gospel lesson appointed for the 17th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Mark chapter 9, verses 30 through 37 as follows. The disciples went on from there and passed through Galilee. And Jesus did not want anyone to know, for he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, "The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men. And they will kill him. And when he is killed, after 3 days, he will rise." But they did not understand the saying and were afraid to ask him. And they came to Capernaum. And when he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you discussing on the way?" But they kept silent, for on the way they had argued with one another about who was the greatest. And he sat down and called the 12. And he said to them, "If anyone would be first, he must be last of all and servant of all." And he took a child and put him in the midst of them. And taking him in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever receives such child in my name receives me. And whoever receives me receives not me, but him who sent me." This is the gospel of the Lord. We now sing the hymn of the day, "O Jesus, I have promised." Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again, not to be the first, the best, and the greatest, but to be the last and servant of all. Not to rely on our success and accomplishments in life, but to rely on Jesus as our Lord and Savior, as he set the example for us to follow him. The words of Jesus himself, anyone who wants to be first must be the very last and the servant of all. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson, St. Mark chapter 9, with special attention to verse 35. And he sat down and called the 12, and he said to them, if anyone would be first, he must be last of all and servant of all. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, who is the greatest among us? What would you say right now? Yes, who is the greatest among us here at Shepherd in the Pines? Is it the church council, the board of elders, or the pastor? The question the 12 disciples asked Jesus himself in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 1. Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Is it the one who is last of all and servant of all? Or the one who is first and the best of all? And why? Because in our society today, we are encouraged to be the first and the best of all, and certainly not the last and servant of all. To be number one, to go after fame, prestige, power, honor, and glory, to be proud of our success and accomplishments, no matter what the cost may be, because that is precisely what the disciples were talking about as they argued with one another about who was the greatest among them. As a matter of fact, all of this was happening while Jesus was teaching his disciples about what was going to happen to him, that the Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him, and after 3 days he will rise again. And yet it is interesting to note that they did not understand the saying of Jesus, and were even afraid to ask him about it. Not only that, but the notion that perhaps even one of them was going to betray him into the hands of sinful men, and that they will kill him. Unfortunately, they had their own agenda for Jesus. They just did not want Jesus to become the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, but to become their bread king. For Jesus to be crowned as the new king of the Jews, the one who would finally free them from the tyranny under Rome and the legal domination imposed on them under the religious leaders in Jerusalem. That is precisely what the people were concerned about, as they were trying repeatedly to take Jesus by force and make him their new king. As a matter of fact, as they arrived in Capernaum, Jesus finally asked them the question, what were you discussing on the way? And how did they react and respond to Jesus' question? They said nothing. Our text says that they kept silent. And why? Because they were perhaps embarrassed or ashamed of their behavior of asking who was going to be the greatest among them, instead of being concerned about what was going to happen to Jesus, being delivered into the hands of sinful men and to be killed by them. And yet, despite their silence and especially their selfishness, looking out only for themselves, how does Jesus respond to them? Does Jesus get angry and upset with them? No. Does Jesus even rebuke them for their selfishness? And again, no. Instead, Jesus sits down with the 12 and answers their question of who is going to be the greatest among them. Jesus says to them, if anyone would be first, he must be last of all and servant of all. And then Jesus took a child into his arms and went on to say, Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but him who sent me. As a matter of fact, in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18, verses 3 and 4, Jesus called a little child and had him stand among them and said, I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. In other words, greatness is achieved by making a change and becoming humble like a child who had no rights or status or value in society in Jesus' day. That greatness is not found in what we have accomplished for ourselves, but in what Jesus says, what we have done and given to the one of the least of these brothers of mine, the hungry, the thirsty, the naked, the sick, and the imprisoned, you did for me. That greatness is never about one's position of authority in the home, the school, the church, the government, over someone else. It is not about me, my religion, my politics, my bank account, my home, my job, my accomplishments, my reputation, and my status in society. No, on the contrary, our greatness is revealed in our service and care of others, regardless of their position in society, or even for that matter, their ability to pay or repay us. We are to be more like the Good Samaritan, who did not think about himself, being first, but willing to be last and a servant, as he took care of a stranger who was beaten and left for dead on the road from Jericho to Jerusalem, instead of being selfish like the Levite and the priest, who ignored him and passed by on the other side. When the Good Samaritan saw him, he took pity on him, bandaged his wounds, took him to an inn and took care of him, never expecting to be paid or repaid either. He said to the innkeeper, look after him, and when I return, I will reimburse you for any expense you may have. That is precisely what Jesus has done for us, as he took care of us, as he suffered and died on the cross in our place, and set the example of service and humility. Jesus does not expect us to pay or repay him either. It is free by the grace of God the Father through our faith in Jesus as our Savior. St. Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, it is by grace that you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. In other words, Jesus was willing to humble himself and become a servant, even if it meant suffering and dying on the cross as a common criminal. St. Paul writes in Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8, Jesus emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Yes, Jesus became last of all and a servant of all when he said, the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Now, what about us? Yes, what about you and me again? Who is the greatest among us here at Shepherd in the Pines Lutheran Church? Is it the pastor, the board of elders, the church council, or even for that matter, the voters' assembly of our congregation? The answer, none of us are the greatest or the first or the best. On the contrary, Jesus makes it very clear. If anyone would be first, he must be last of all and servant of all. The predominant biblical principle in a Christian's life and in the Christian church is to always practice humility, being last and especially being a servant of all, rather than being the greatest and the best, being number one. that greatness is not achieved through our success and accomplishments, but through our humility and service to others. To follow the example of Jesus as he humbled himself through his suffering and death on the cross, as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And whenever we have failed and fallen short of the glory of God, in being last and the servant of all, we have God the Father's love and forgiveness as we repent and turn to the cross of Jesus. The words of forgiveness in the first letter of St. John, chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. May God the Father bless us and preserve us today through his Holy Spirit, not only to become humble like a child and to be of service like the Good Samaritan and many others, but to be more like Jesus himself and follow his example of humility and service. At the end of the day, greatness is never achieved in being first, but in being last of all and servant of all. May our prayer today be the words of the hymn of the day. O Jesus, I have promised to serve thee to the end. Be thou forever near me, my master and my friend. I shall not fear the battle if thou art by my side. O give me grace to follow my master and my friend. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always. Not to be first, the best and the greatest, but to be the last and servant of all. Not to rely on our success and accomplishments, but to rely on Jesus as our Lord and Savior, as he set the example for us to follow him. The words of Jesus himself: anyone who wants to be first must be the very last and the servant of all. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, He Leadeth Me, O Blessed Thought. Amen.
Yeah.
Let us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On the 17th Sunday after Pentecost, we conclude with the singing of the closing hymn, O Master, let me walk with thee. Amen.